everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on, y'all? Happy Friday! Yippee Friday! It's your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell Kitsay.
Howdy ho.
Howdy, howdy, howdy ho.
Why do you always have to sing?
I don't know. Do sing a lot, don't I?
It was, you know, cute at first, but now it's just like, oh God, here comes H Love and the band.
Tuning up the band, baby. Your Friday edition of the KC Morning Show brought to you always by our friends at Charlie Hustle. What up, Chuck? Get all your gear. The best on this Red Friday. Should we do a weather dealio, Kitty?
Yeah, is it going to be nice enough for us to go to Charlie Hustle today?
It depends on when you want to go, because it's going to be nice early. We're going to start off, you know, sunny, then partly cloudy, easing into your evening. Cloudy skies, 54 degrees. Your high today is going to be 65 degrees. Your low, 50. Did you know this morning, the coldest start to our day since May 11th? How's that for a fact? You like that?
Yeah, I had to walk my dog in that. Not vibes. Do not feel. Yeah.
Not a move.
However, can I add this to your weather segment?
Absolutely, Kitty.
So did you know that October began on a full moon?
Uh-huh.
You saw that big, beautiful lady up in the sky, right?
There she is.
And it ends on a full moon, which is Halloween, which is a blue moon. It's a big deal.
I gotta think this means something significant, right?
Someone help us do some birthday blood rituals.
Jesus, Kitty, it's Friday, but damn.
It's Halloween. Happy Halloween 2nd. Tomorrow is Mean Girls Day, October 3rd.
This is your favorite month, I feel. You love you some October.
It's a love-hate relationship. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Your moon phase tonight, Kitty already basically teased it for you. Full moon, y'all. Full moon. Your UV index. Any guesses, Kitty?
3.
1 out of 10.
Damn.
Missed it by that much. 1 out of 10. Your sunset on this Friday. 6:58 tonight. It's getting sooner and sooner, Kitty.
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
It was so dark at like 8:02 last night. I was pissed.
Get out your depression lamps.
I literally was just like, can I go to bed now?
What's the reverse werewolf? When the moon comes up, you know, the werewolves come out.
Mm-hmm.
When the sun goes down for me, sad boy Hartzell. Is in full effect. It's not a good look. Be careful out there. But we're going to be all right. Your parents went to Florida, right? They got an extra room?
Stay.
We can do this on remote.
You know, my mom sent me a photo, actually. She sends me this one picture, and she goes, and this is Henry's room. Henry is their cat. And she, yes, Henry is a she. Found that out too late. Henry has 2 beds in her bedroom. Again, she is a cat.
Must be nice, huh?
Oh, to be a cat with 2 beds and your own private bedroom on your own private beach in Florida.
One day that'll be us.
One day.
How should we do this, Kitty? Because the news of the day, the overarching topic is obviously Trump and COVID.
Don't give away my freestyle so soon.
We'll check on 45 later. But how are you doing, Kitty? Happy Friday. Yippee Friday. What's new in your world?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, the whole vampire, werewolf, stuff like that. I've noticed I am angry when I wake up now. It's cold. I hate it. I do not look forward to being alive. And maybe that's just because, you know, the leaves are falling and so is my self-esteem. But.
So other than that, things are well.
Other than that, things are well.
I think that is your superpower. Like you wake up in a rage that honestly I've never quite seen before. We got to find a way to harness that energy for good. Oof. It's a work in progress, Kitty. I'll be honest with you.
And to that, I say brick leg.
Big day for me, Kitty. Big day for me in my world. New Ooh. Star Wars game came out last night. It is downloaded. Spent way too much money on a game and a TV I don't need, but for Star Wars, you sacrifice, and it's a Friday. I'm going to treat myself today. I'm going to treat myself. So if you need me this week in Kansas City, don't need me. Yeah, don't need me. I'll be zapping TIE fighters out of the sky. Pew, pew.
So what you're saying is I should expect to have some alone time myself.
Oh, you're going to be left on red. And I want you to know that it comes from nothing but a good place. I love you to death. You know that. But I got Imperials to knock out of the sky. So...
Man, you said you have 2 controllers though, right? Like I think I could do some like pew pewing.
Are you a gamer? I
am not a gamer, girl.
This is the perfect 2-person shooter.
I play Sims. I kill strangers for fun all the time.
See what I mean, y'all? See what I mean? When she wakes up early, how she gets this fire in her eye. We got to work on this, Kitty. I know
you're
it's early.
You're the one that's over here talking about killing Imperials. I'm just making a comparison, you know, to my Sims that I take the doors off their houses and set it on fire.
I am a veteran X-Wing pilot in the Rebel Alliance,
what?
All right? I am taking on the
you
evil Empire.
Not.
I am doing a greater good. I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm a humanitarian for the Republic. Come on,
for
Kitty.
The Republic.
Shall we do the news? You ready?
Yeah.
Friday, October 2nd, the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! KC Morning Show, my name's Hartzell. Kitty.
Yeah.
It's that time.
Mm-hmm.
The electricity is in the air, the excitement's in the atmosphere, because you're going to bring us that fire freestyle. All week we've been talking about the news. Kitty's been writing it down, been storing some in the back of her mind and that brain of hers, because she's gonna bring the headlines worth sharing. It's gonna be slammed. Kitty, are you ready to do the news?
Yeah.
I'm gonna count you in.
Alright.
Let's go, girl.
The presidential debate was a disaster between our two candidates, both bastards.
Ooh.
Mahomes times three, which will be faster, the baby or wedding? Does it really matter? Must be the water, something in the air, because COVID pregnancies are popping up everywhere.
Oh,
and before I forget, yes, Trump has it. You know what I mean, from his sickly tint to the gleam of sweat that drips down a forehead.
Oh,
our president has COVID.
Trump, that Mike.
It had a rocky start, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, no. You closed that one. That's your best one.
Yeah.
Found that beat. Were you swaying at one point?
A little bit.
Did you grunt?
Kinda.
I thought I saw you showing some teeth for a second. It was that was amazing. I mean, I just want to know when's the album coming out?
Oh, this winter.
Oh, this winter. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
So normally I would say COVID and we would do a COVID thing, but I gotta say, I think this is the biggest news in the world right now. I think this is the biggest news in the world. 45 got the Rona.
Good morning, everybody. We are coming on the air this morning with stunning news from the White House. The president tweeting late last night that both he and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus and are now in isolation. Overnight, the president's physician added that the president was doing well and is expected to continue carrying out his duties. But of course, this raises a myriad of questions on the immediate future of the country's leadership, as well as national security. It also adds more uncertainty to the election with just 32 days to go.
A stunning announcement that came overnight. About 1 o'clock Eastern time, we learned this news from President Trump, delivering his own diagnosis on Twitter. He said the words that you shared. He said, "The First Lady and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately." He added, "We will get through this together." The First Lady immediately tweeting her own message, saying we are feeling good and that she is postponed all upcoming engagements.
So let's get to this timeline, because you know, we were left hanging for a few hours, which you knew that was not a good sign. But when we have tests now that can be done, you know, like 10-15 minutes, and we're waiting hours to hear back, yeah, we figured he probably had it then. But let's get to this Trump COVID timeline. Just saying that phrase, the simulation is just so broken, Kitty, but I guess that's just 2020. Here we go.
The president was tested for COVID-19 after his aide Hope Hicks began showing symptoms. On Tuesday, she was part of the large entourage that traveled with the president to the debate in Ohio. Wednesday, the president traveled to Minnesota and Hicks was along with him. She began to feel unwell during that trip, we're told, and isolated herself on board Air Force One. The physician to the president also said in a statement that both the president and First Lady are doing well, and he is assured that the president will continue to carry out his duties while recovering.
All right, there we go. The president says we will get through this together, Kitty. Karma is a bitch, isn't it?
That, or he doesn't have it and he's going to say his vaccine comes out next week and that's what healed him.
See now you're putting the tinfoil hats on.
I'm sorry.
But that's what, I mean, that is the climate that we are in now. Like, that is what has been created.
You know, Trump was at the debate with Biden. Neither one of them had masks on. So do we need to bring our boy Bernie in?
Put me in, coach.
Bring the water boy off the bench.
Well, now that we got that out of the way, I guess we can do this. Let me get warmed up. COVID!
Missouri is reporting nearly 1,800 new cases since Wednesday. The positivity rate is at 15.3% in Missouri. In Kansas, it's 15.5%. That is, of the tests that are coming back positive. The national average is much lower at 4.4%. Experts say that this is really the best way we have to track the spread of the virus.
Missouri health departments recorded 597 deaths related to COVID-19 in September, breaking the previous high of 433 that was back in May, a 78.2% increase from August. That is not good. So yeah, these numbers are going in the wrong direction, and Kansas is getting real, real bad.
Kansas is warning the state has yet to see its biggest wave of COVID-19 cases. Dr. Lee Norman says in the coming months, we could see 800 to 900 new cases every day. Right now, the average is just below 650 cases. He warns that cases were down during stay-at-home orders back in April and March. He says that there needs to be continued vigilance in wearing masks and social distancing.
I've had a lot of people that have tweeted at me, and they say, oh, you know, this stuff is just, it's in the college towns. That's why the numbers are so big. Well, okay, cool. I will, you know, sure. Maybe I will take your point. But at some point, those college kids got to come back home to spread it to, you know, non-college people. So wear your mask, y'all. Mask up, kitty. Shield up. In fact, just stay home.
My school just announced, actually, that they are continuing to do the online classes for next semester.
So nice.
I'm very grateful.
Kitty, what did you think about Wednesday? We were out at City Hall. You got a chance to meet some folks. You got some audio. What did you think?
I thought it was pretty cool, actually.
Got all dressed up.
I was dressed up, yeah.
You handled it like a champ, my friend. Let me tell you, you were pushing people around. I loved it.
I did. I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, hi, I have a tiny notebook here. Let me in.
Mayor Q was releasing his new crime initiative. The plan hopes to curb some of this violence. Everybody knows now we're on pace to set all the records in all the worst ways.
This initiative's goal is to reduce violent crime by building trust in the community, which some say is long overdue.
We can't trust them.
It's this kind of problem this new plan is trying to solve with the hopes of cutting down on crime. The mayor, along with several other city leaders, outline a new approach on the steps of City Hall, which will have four pillars: prevention, intervention, enforcement, and administrative reform.
We recognize that we can no longer operate in silos, and that we're taking this conversation directly to the community.
Improvements such as better lit neighborhoods, connecting with at-risk individuals, a higher crime clearance rate, and stripping the city code of discriminatory policies. That is a quote from Mayor Q. Like I said, we were down there and I was able to chat with the mayor himself. This is what he said.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
What's the takeaway from today?
You know, I think what we're seeing is everybody wants to find that solution. Everybody's trying to collaborate as best we can. Whether you have an issue with the city, whether you don't, we're trying to say, look, we've got the health department, we've got so many groups that are saying, let's make a difference. And then I think on the point of if folks don't trust, we're trying to listen. We're trying to build something new. We're trying to change. We understand that trust is such a fundamental and foundational part of everything we do, that this is saying, let's do a reset. Let's reset. Let's try to say, hey, we care about these tools to fixing violent crime long term, and those are the steps we're going to take.
How do we make that work together?
I think it starts with government making sure that it's using its resources well. It's not us just saying more top-down programs. It's not just us saying we've got the big fix. That was a lot of the controversy, if you heard from the summer, over Operation Legend and others. And I think what we're really going to do is say, all right, no, we don't have everything, but work with us. That's why if somebody were to say, hey, I got problems with this or that, I'd be like, okay, cool. Tell me what else we can do better. Tell me where to be. Tell us who to bring. That's what I think that we're trying to move ahead on now.
He went on to say that he wants to make the community the first part of it. He said, we're not just saying we don't care about your opinion because you got in trouble. We want to hear from you, you know? And so he took it to the street.
So have you heard more gunshots this summer compared to previous ones?
Well, personally, I've heard less than before.
That's good.
You asked the question earlier, why do people stay in the neighborhood? I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of the times it's because it's all that we can afford. I mean, you see all these crimes, but I mean, this is our home. We have to stay here where we can be able to live and sustain our lives.
Though previous plans like the Kansas City No Violence Alliance seem to show promise, Mayor Lucas says commitment is important in the long term.
And so what we can't do is say, God help us, if in 2021 there are still a lot of shootings, there are still a lot of homicides, we can't just say, well, let's just abandon it all immediately. What we need to do is say, all right, no, what are the good tools that we're following and using?
And, you know, this isn't a get out of jail free card for the government. You know, they're not going to pass the buck on this one. They got a lot of work to do as well. But, you know, if we're not getting the change that we need quick enough, then you know what? We got to do it. And I had a quote. This was from Jean Peters Baker. She's the prosecutor. This is what she said when we were there on Wednesday, Kitty. She said, "Violence in Kansas City is a public health epidemic. It's the pandemic with the gun. We cannot arrest our way out of this." But she says also, "I believe in this city. I believe in the people who live here, and I believe in this community." Sames. So let's go to work, because we got a lot of work to do, y'all. We've been making a lot of news in Kansas City, the Midwest region in general. When it comes to COVID, we have been at the forefront of testing and trying to find different cures and research. KU Med's been a baller on this, and it looks like they are at it again.
A test being developed in this lab at KU could tell you if you have COVID-19 in just 15 minutes, and you don't even have to leave the house.
This small chip could be the future of COVID-19 testing.
What we would really like to do is to fill a void in the COVID area that is home testing.
Professor Stephen Soper gave us a behind-the-scenes look at his research facility on KU's campus, where he's working with grad students to develop the groundbreaking tech.
This test can be done very simply. All it requires is saliva inserted into the chip.
You then put the chip into a handheld device where science takes over.
And it uses small pieces of DNA that recognize the spike protein in the virus particle. So this can be done rapidly, very inexpensively.
Dr. Soper hopes that will make more people test more frequently.
You do this at home, people are going to be more religious in terms of doing testing to make before they go out and do something.
What did she say? Science happens? I love it. Science! Can you look this up for me? What are the exact dates of Hispanic Heritage Month? Because it's one of those where it's not, you know, like the beginning of the month and the end. It's like midweek to midweek. What are the dates to that?
Tuesday, September 15th to Thursday, October 15th.
Well, there you go. Happy Hispanic Heritage Month. We got murals going up all over KCK.
El Baile de la Vida, or the Dance of Life, was commissioned to celebrate diversity in Kansas City, Kansas. Jose Faust is one of the artists.
The idea was that we always felt that you go into certain communities, there are narratives that are not told, they're not talked about. Art doesn't have to always be a decoration, right? It can also be a little kind of window into something you may not want to deal with.
You're going to love this story, Kitty. I'm going to make you cry with this one. We're all trying to figure out this whole back to school thing. And, you know, it's got its own complications with the pandemic. But, you know, we've always had this problem with bullying and just people being the worst. Well, we have a 16-year-old kid who has autism. His name is Aiden Hall. He is a huge Superman fan. And the football team, they wanted to support their guy. So they all dressed up as Superman. They wear capes to support Mr. Aiden Hall.
Makes me feel me. Makes me feel like I'm not alone a lot.
He got out and he had it on, and when he seen somebody saw it and kind of pointed at it and laughed a little bit to notice it and to kind of make fun of it a little bit even under their breath, he noticed. Has the biggest heart of anybody I've ever met.
It was tough for him, and you know, we all felt that. Just cool to be able to feel like we were his bodyguards with him and be able to just help him into school, you know, build his confidence back up and just be there for him.
Don't give up and just be you, and no matter what people will tell you, don't listen to them, just have fun.
There are so many people who want to help, who also, you know, struggle with that first step. They don't know what to do. Just know, if that's you, you can always be someone that helps out. You can always be that person that reaches out like these kids did. And I think this is just the best. More good news like this. This is why I wanted to throw this in. And, you know, there will never not be good people out there. So big ups to the football kids in Arkansas. That's just great. The minute we wrap with this show, Kitty, I got some Star Wars to play. But there's other games out as well, some more important than others. This one's pretty cool. And also, wow.
Growing up in a refugee camp, my mother spent 3 years looking for $300 to buy a computer. Then I taught myself how to create a video game. My mission in Craig's Alarm is to let the world know what it's like to be a refugee. When you buy medicine and food in the game, it goes to real refugees, refugees like me. Together, we can take small steps to make a big difference.
I'm trying to find the name of this thing. Here we go here. Mayan is in the process of launching his company. It's called Janoob Games, and finishing its latest project, a peace-building game called Salam. There we go. Which means peace. Like other children in the camp, he played soccer, looked for food in the bush, and hid underground from the nightly bombs launched by the Sudanese government. And I guess you can play those actual scenarios in the game.
It says it's a game in which you must destroy symbols of war in order to promote peace. So you play the game by tapping a screen and waiting for your heart of peace to grow.
Now, as significant as this is, I don't want to get lost on the importance of blowing up the Death Star. Like, I know this is a really serious thing, but also, you know, getting that proton torpedo through that little window is also very difficult. So what we do in the X-Wing is also, I'm not going to say equally as important, but, I mean, it's up there. Find me on Twitch. I got to get a Twitch. Actually, get me on my gamer tag. My gamer tag is Boots to Asses 2010, by the way.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No. I always wanted a cool gamer tag, but again.
Boots to Asses is a cool gamer name. What are you talking about?
Mine is going to be Ass.
The Rock came up with that.
Mine is going to be Ass to Boots 1020.
All right, Kitty, let's rock, huh? Let's rock. You know why I say that? Because new music releases on Fridays now, and AC/DC, they got a new hit. Kicking off Rocktober. It's not a real thing, y'all. Come on now.
It is.
The new song is called Shot in the Dark. They posted it on all their socials. Brian Johnson is back on lead vocals. Phil Rudd back on them drums. Cliff Williams on the bass. Angus Young obviously on the guitar. I don't hate it.
When I was a kid, I had an AC/DC shirt. That was my favorite. It was a hand-me-down from a cousin. But my parents wouldn't let me wear it in public because they said it made me look satanic.
Do you still have it?
I freaking wish.
We ain't done yet, Kitty. We still rocking. Remember the Dave Grohl girl?
Yes.
Well, she is back, and she has a banger. She has her own song out, released. It's called Rockin' Grohl. It ain't bad.
Mr. Grohl, I've been cooking up something special for you, and it's called Rockin' Grohl, the Epic Battle.
This girl's a star. Because also, this is very good. This is better than half that top 40 bullshit that you got on right now.
I hate that I love this.
Oh, we got the build up. Download that immediately. Send that to gold on the charts.
Something about rock music and children's voices that makes me feel real good.
It's because you love a guitar and you miss guitars. We don't hear that anymore on the radio.
No, it's just the creepiness. I don't know. I think that, like, if you really want to make a successful, like, rock album, you have to have some ominous children's voices on there at some point.
It's basically like a horror movie.
Again, y'all should check out Ryan Gosling's band, Dead Man's Bones. They literally...
Why does it always come back to Ryan Gosling for you? It's always a roundabout way to get back to Ryan Gosling.
Recorded with a children's orchestra, and it is phenomenal. Plus, it's October. Let me have this. Let me have your month.
Kitty, on the show today, we got Sean Edwards talking flicks. Well, not really. I'll be totally honest with you. Sean breaks some huge news. I didn't know about any of this until he called me. So, yeah, this is one of our more significant flicks on Fridays. So I hope you will be listening longer. Can I steal that now? Is that mine now? That's mine now, right?
I think so.
That's mine now. Benny Heist are on the show as well. Sports Illustrated's Benny Heist. Kitty, we got a show, baby girl.
Full as, I would say F, but then you bleep me anyways. So full as beep.
It's KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, Red Friday. A happy Red Friday to you, my friend. You look gorgeous in that. You got that Chris Jones, Stone Cold Chris Jones, Charlie Hustle tee. Thanks again to our friends at Charlie Hustle. They bring you the show on Fridays, KCMS20, for 20% off. That's promo code both in-store and online. Some folks would call that a hybrid model in this new normal.
I love it. They bring the showmo. We give you the promo codes.
There she is. KCMS20. What was that?
It's Friday. I'm feeling funky.
I wonder what little baby Mahomes is going to be wearing in Charlie Hustle gear. They got any baby onesies yet?
Brittany, if you are listening, I came up with this great idea. We do not need a fire in Kansas City. What we need is whoever finds out the gender of the baby, they need to talk to the city. And you know how we light up everything in the city for a win, whether it's Chiefs, Royals, or Gay Pride, whatever it be, they should do that. You know?
Yeah, I'm down.
And like everyone across the city, I mean, I swear you would totally see it if the entire city just like went dark real quick and then all of a sudden was like, boom, it's pink.
It's like the Pope. It's literally like when you choose a new pope. And I'm someone who I think gender reveals are stupid. And we could get a whole, I could do a whole soapbox about that.
He could do an entire dissertation about how gender reveals are stupid and it's just a made up construct.
But when we're talking baby Mahomes, I throw all that out of the window. I'm a complete hypocrite. I'm not going to be woke on this at all. I want this to happen. I want it to be Batman style. I want it all to be lit up in blue or pink. And then when we get done, we go get some merch courtesy of our friends at Charlie Hustle. That's what you do. KCMS20 for 20% off at Charlie Hustle in store, online. Get fitted. Looks so fresh and so clean. Clean. CharlieHustle.com.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Friday flicks on a Friday. Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic. Catch him on the screening room. Catch him right here. What's the word, man?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, I'm still in the house. I'm still in lockdown. You know, trying to stay healthy, trying to be safe, trying to understand what's going on, trying to combine a little bit of education with science so that, you know, I know what's going on legitimately. But no, everything's good, man. Zoom's my best friend. You know, I get to see how superstars are living. I've been in so many famous people's houses. It's fun.
What's the best one? I got to ask you, because you have been knocking out all these Zoom interviews, man.
Yeah, man.
Who's got the best spot?
The most interesting spot is I got a chance to talk to Chris Hemsworth, and he was in Australia, and he's on the couch, and his kids were sitting next to him. I mean, you couldn't see the kids, but you could hear the kids. That was kind of fun, man. You know, anytime you can talk to Thor, and you get to see his house, and he gets to see your house. I mean, yo, that's dope, man. My man with the hammer, that was cool. The most laid out plush crib has to go to John Legend, because John Legend lets you know I've won every award you could win because it was in his shot. Like, he had his Grammy, his Oscar, his Tony, and his Emmy. Like, you know, it's like he letting you know. Mad flex, man. GOAT status.
Now, do you think the stars, do they like this or they are not so much?
They love it.
Oh,
they
really?
Love it.
Okay.
They love, because let me give you some insight. I love giving your listening audience some insight and some background, and, you know, just giving them some info they can't get anywhere else. The stars love it because, like I said, Chris Hemsworth, he gets to stay home in Australia with his kids, with his wife. Like, in the, you know, back before the pandemic, you know, he would have had to jump on a plane, fly all the way to L.A. just to do publicity for whatever his latest movie would happen to be at the time. Got to get car service. He's got to stay in a hotel for a few days, or his L.A. home that he's not comfortable in. And, you know, he's got to get styled up. He's got to get geared up. He's got to get makeup. You know, they're going to run him all around town doing a bunch of stuff. It's just, it's crazy, man. Where now he can just stay at home and knock it all out from his couch.
Man, that must be nice. That must be nice. But what you doing, though? Because I feel like, and Sean, if I'm wrong, correct me, but you working on something. I know you are, because you always go radio silent before you about to drop a bunch of news. I ain't heard from you for a while. What you doing?
Yeah, I haven't traveled since March 15th. So I've been in Kansas City for 7 straight months. That's the longest I've been in one location in my entire life, even during my childhood, because I had grandparents who lived in New Jersey. So we were always hopping between Kansas City and Princeton on the regular. I haven't traveled in 7 months. It's given me time to be reflective. It's given me time to be productive. I joined forces with a group of some really, really sharp business people in Kansas City. We got together. We created a plan. It just got approved through City Hall in Kansas City, Missouri today, as we speak.
Hold on. You about to break some actual news here. I thought we were doing a bit. You actually have been doing
something. No. I'm
right
breaking
now.
News. No,
hold on,
I'm,
Sean. What's
I'm
happening?
Breaking news.
Okay.
No, I'm glad to announce I'm part of a team that just purchased and got access to the old Boone Theater in the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District.
What?
Yeah, yes, that's yes, you? The historic. Yeah, that's I'm part of the team.
My dude, Sean, this is huge, man. That is huge news you just broke.
Yeah, when it's all said and done, yeah, I'll be the director of programming for the theater. And think of it like this: when it's all said and done, it's going to be like Paisley Park meets 40 acres and a mule. It's going to be a multi-use facility where it's going to be all about movies and TV and production. And we're going to have studios where you can come in and create content for YouTube. We're going to have a studio where you can come in and, you know, create your own podcast. So that's where we're going to get you involved on this. You know, office space for content-related businesses. And then the big area, because it used to be a movie theater and a vaudevillian facility back in the day, we're going to have a huge movie screen on the inside and a huge movie screen on the outside, because we're actually planning this to exist in a post-COVID world. So we're going to have an outside screen on the east side of the wall. We're going to create a green space where people can come and watch movies, you know, at night during the summertime. And it's going to be, you know, we're going to have a liquor license. We're going to, you know, serve drinks. We're going to serve food, and it's going to have removable seats. So you can have a wedding, you can have a dance contest, you can have all kinds of events inside the building, but we are going to have an emphasis on showing film in the facility. And the best part about this is we're actually going to house the Kansas City Black Movie Hall of Fame in the building.
Oh, come on, son. Now you're just showing out.
So it's official. As it stands right now, it's about a $3.5 million project. When it's all said and done, it's going to probably be, after the rehab's completely done, about a $5 million project.
You paying that? You got that kind of change? you got that in your wallet right now?
I don't have that in my wallet, but I have the Canon and the contacts in my phone that can get it done. I mean, we're going to do it all, but I'm just really excited about the Black Movie Hall of Fame, because I don't think people realize Kansas City's connection to Hollywood. And I'm talking about Black Kansas City's connection to Hollywood, from the godfather of film, Oscar Michaud, all the way up to Janelle Monáe. And, you know, when this thing opens and we have opening night, we're going to have Janelle Monáe in the building. We're going to have Don Cheadle in the building. Hartzell is definitely going to be in the building.
I better be there, because this is...
We're going to have an office. We're going to be broadcasting the Kansas City Morning Show on occasions from there. I mean, it's going to be a cultural and creative hub. I mean, we're trying to create energy and foot traffic, you know, on 18th and Vine, because, you know, 18th and Vine needs a facility to where, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you have the American, you know, Jazz Museum and the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And those are fantastic facilities. And when you go through there, you get a full understanding of, you know, Black people's cultural, you know, dearth of what they have contributed to, you know, the American landscape. But you also need something where, you know, if you ain't doing nothing on a Wednesday night, you're like, yo, let's just go down to the Bone.
And it's going to be the new hotness. I'm buzzing on this, Sean.
Because, like I said, it's going to be the inside-outside movie concept thing is going to be dope. Because, like, if you take it all the way back, the site where the building is right now, the first drive-in for Black people was there. Well, outdoor movie theater was there that Blacks could go to, was on that land. Wow. Then they converted it into a movie theater. So I know people when you hear 18th and Vine, the first thing you think about is jazz and Charlie Parker. We're gonna switch it up. And when you hear 18th and Vine, you're gonna be like, man, you're gonna think about movies. The first Black woman to ever direct, write, and produce a feature film lived in Kansas City. Mm. Like that's how much history we have. She used to be a maid who worked at a huge mansion on 55th and War Parkway. Not to name drop, but you know, I know Jamie Foxx on the personals, and like Jamie would be like, yo, let's go here. And he's taking me to these places. I'm like, oh man, like, are you serious right now? Like, so we need to bring some of that like to KC.
Sean, I am so proud of you, brother. This is amazing. We had stuff to talk about. I forgot what it was now. What, the Glorias?
You're Gloria Steinem.
Gloria?
Gloria.
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 I am. I want to write about the women's movement.
What movement?
Jobs actually require a penis or vagina.
All the magazine people said don't do a lesbian story in the first issue, so I feel like we need to do a lesbian story.
Gloria Steinem should rot in hell.
You can't associate yourself with those crazy women.
I am one of those crazy women.
Can we change the world?
Yes, we can.
How is this film, The Glorias?
This biopic's really cool because it's directed by Julie Taymor. I know people don't really know her name, but they probably know Frida, the movie about the famous painter.
Okay. And a lot of people
went to go see The Lion King on Broadway. Mm-hmm. She's the one who came up with that whole concept of the puppets and the whole extravaganza that most people on the planet have seen. Well, she directs this biopic, and She uses like 4, 5, 6 different actresses to portray Gloria Steinem, including Gloria Steinem herself.
Oh, I like that.
It's a real unique concept. All the Glorias are on a bus, like a Greyhound. And as the Greyhound's traveling throughout the country, she flashes back to events in her life that helped mold her into the woman she became, and you know, eventually like led the charge for the fight for women's rights. So, I mean, it's a really cool concept. And, you know, speaking of Kansas City and its film legacy, Janelle Monáe's in the movie.
When does she take a break or a nap for that matter?
Either she don't sleep or she's got the world's best agent. When she first burst on the scene in terms of acting, she was in Hidden Figures and Moonlight in the same damn year. Like, are you serious? Both movies nominated for Best Picture. Moonlight won Best Picture. She's in both. That was her first time acting. Like, are you, like, who's your agent?
Some people are just cheat codes, and I think Janelle Monáe is a cheat code.
Dude, she's a walking, living, breathing cheat code. Like, and then when she's not acting, she's like, let me record some music. Then it gets nominated for Album of the Year. Like, are you, like... What?
Everything you just recited, you know that's got to be you now. Because you're going to be a mover and shaker, man. You're going to be a boss.
Here's the thing. I'm just trying to use my platform for good, man. We all on the same team right now. We just, I want everybody to win. I want everybody to have a pocket full of money. I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to have a partner that they're 100% in love with. I want everybody to have a big house. I want everybody to drive a Tesla. You know what I'm saying? I just want people to be. I want everybody to be happy because I want to be happy. The more people that are happy, the more happy I am. I just want people to be happy, watch movies, and listen to music, and you know, occasionally, you know, have a night out.
Ladies and gentlemen, right there, that man, that's your Fox 4 film critic, your KC Morning Show film critic, your wisdom in chief, right there. That's Sean Edwards, y'all.
I'm happy. I like to see the city elevate, man, and hopefully we can use this as a model that other cities like follow.
All right, Sean, I ain't done talking to you yet. I'm gonna hit end on this interview, but we got some scheming to do, brother. You know that.
All right, let's do it.
I'm making this up as I go.
The KC Morning Show.
Benny, let's do a sports thing. Sports and stuff. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler. Happy Football Friday. Red Friday, brother. What we got going on, huh?
Oh, it's good to talk to you, Hartzell, man. We just survived whatever that was on Thursday night between two dog crap teams. The magic of football is that it really doesn't matter how bad the teams are, people are still going to watch it. Like there's playoff baseball on, you know, you're going to get at some point it conflicting with maybe the NBA finals. No, people are still going to watch two terrible teams run into each other at, you know, 20 miles per hour and give themselves concussions. But hey, America, right?
Football has become the campfire. We just can't take our eyes off of it. We don't know what it is, but if it's on, I'm going to watch it.
You know what? I think that's a nicer analogy than a car accident.
To each their own, Benny. To each their own. We both painted a picture.
That's fair. Certainly a graphic picture. And I like yours a lot better.
A bunch of stuff to talk about because this is Football Friday. We need our fantasy picks before we get, you know, those things locked in stone. What do you got for the KC Morning Hose, Benny?
Let me give you a couple quick names that I like. I think Drew Brees, if you're playing on a site like DraftKings, he's not going to be valued enough against the Lions. I think he is a must play for me. I really like him. I really like Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara. Compare those guys up together. At the running back spot, give me Josh Jacobs. Not a lot of people are going to want to play him because it's a difficult matchup against the Buffalo Bills, the 3-0 Buffalo Bills. But I think the Raiders are going to do what, you know, the Chargers did to the Chiefs and what I expect the Patriots to do, and that's just run, run, run. I think he's going to get a ton of snaps and a ton of volume. And then I mentioned that Saints-Lions game having a bunch of points. The New Orleans Saints are dead last in the NFL at allowing points to the tight end position in fantasy. So somebody like TJ Hockenson, who is the starting tight end for the Detroit Lions, might be one of my favorite plays on the board over at DraftKings. I think he's going to be low owned as far as ownership percentage, and those are the guys that you want to target when you're trying to go and win that $1 million.
I'm a guy who, like we just talked about earlier, I'm going to watch football regardless of who's playing. If I want to throw down a few bucks, an easy bet, what would that be? What should I look for? Should I go win-loss? Should I go points, over-under? What's my move?
So I think the way to go it is probably just to continue to do it against the spread, because the problem is hard. So like, let's say you want to bet $25 on a game. You know, if you're taking like a big, if you want to say like, I just want the Chiefs to win straight up, right? So right now, the line in Vegas and the line across all these other sports books is Chiefs minus 6.5. So at that point, like a money line bet, you basically have to pay like, if you wanted to win $20, you probably have to pay like upwards of 80. Like it just wouldn't be a fun return on your investment. So that's why the right. That's why the spread exists. You know, that's why, you know, okay, well, the Chiefs are the better team. I have to lay 6.5 because I think they can still beat the Patriots by at least 6.5 points. And then if you want to bet $20, you can usually get close to betting $20 and receiving it back. That's part of why the spread exists.
This is why I'm so happy you're on the show, Benny, because you said all that and I got most of it. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't expect to understand a word of that, but I got just about most of it.
You have to remember too, like the world of sports betting is not something that a lot of people like openly and commonly discussed until, you know, the last couple years. Like once it started to become legalized, like across multiple states, and by the way, Kansas, Missouri, there's a lot of money on the table. You guys got to get your together and go ahead and vote. Get this money into the states because it's easy. You can do it mobily. Is mobily a word? You do it mobile? Whatever. You know what I'm saying here.
On your cellular.
Yes, on the cellular devices. It just make it so much easier. And listen, people are going to still bet. They're still going to go to those offshore books like the Bravadas and the Five Dimes and whatever it might be because they know it's convenient and they know that the odds are fair. If you set it up in the states, then just the money is going to pour in. So I will stand on the top of the roof of my house and preach to anybody that will listen. If you are a state that is losing money, that you want to help afford some better schools, bring in some additional revenue, legalize marijuana, get the tax revenue and the tax money from that, and legalize sports betting. Look at what it's done just right next door in Colorado, man. Like Colorado has so much money, even in COVID, that they don't even know what to do with themselves because of the legalized weed and the legalized sports betting. It just makes too much sense. And because it's Kansas and Missouri, man, it's just not going to happen.
Benny is preaching. The Bishop. Bishop Benny is in. Let's talk Chiefs. Chiefs. May put some bets on this one. Chiefs taking on the Patriots, a Tom Brady-less Patriot offense. We got Cam Newton. Belichick is in the house. What's your say on this one?
Right now, a lot of money is coming in on the New England Patriots. This game opened up with the Chiefs being 8-point favorites at home. Okay, makes a lot of sense. They had a massive win on Monday night against Baltimore. Baltimore was considered the other top team in the league. Patriots still a very competitive team, but they're not at that same level as the Kansas City Chiefs, at least for this year. But we're starting to see it in multiple books. The line has moved from Patriots plus 8 to Patriots plus 6.5. What that would indicate is that there's some good money and some big money coming in from some professionals, Hartzell, that believe the Patriots are going to hang around in this game. I think the Chiefs still win this game, but it's hard to get up so many games in a row. You know, like they had, the Chiefs kind of had that bounce back from the Chargers game in week 2. They knew that the Ravens game was on Monday night. And now the Patriots come in, they're back at home, and it's not the same Patriots team. It's not that same rivalry of Mahomes having to try and go and beat Tom Brady like he lost to him in the AFC Championship game from a couple seasons ago. It's Cam Newton. It's a totally different team. And I think the Patriots are going to get up for it. I think they're really going to be competitive. I don't know if they're going to win because Mahomes usually finds a way to do it. But trying to cover that 6.5 against a good New England team that's got a really good defense and a very good quarterback in Cam Newton, I just don't think it's going to be an easy task for Kansas City.
All right, Benny, putting you on the spot. It's that Friday show. You got to make your predictions. Who will be your KC Morning Showman of the game?
For the Chiefs and the Patriots. Here's the thing, man. Like, it's always so easy to just say it's Mahomes or it's Kelce or it's Tyreek Hill or Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I mean, listen, I didn't end up picking any of those guys last time. Remember, I picked Andy Reid's visor, and I was fairly successful with that pick. I will say, okay, I got a showman for you. I think this comes down to a field goal. And I think Harrison Butker, who had won that game back in week number 2, who then missed inexplicably an extra point and multiple field goals in the game on week 3 against on Monday night. I think he bounces back. I think they come to him with a big field goal on the line, and he gets it done. So my showman in the National Football League will be one Harrison ButtKicker.com. That's my guy.
Our list includes an inanimate object and a kicker. The purists right now hate us. They hate us, man.
Listen, it's like Survivor League, right? You know, you can't choose all the best teams at once. You got to save them for later. Like, I'm saving Mahomes for like week 15.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heist. Where can people find you, my friend?
They can go to Twitter at Benny Heist. They can go to Instagram at Benny Heist. And if they want to read or watch any of the videos that we put out, you can go to si.com/fantasy. And si.com/gambling.
Strictly Money Moves with Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. My brother, we're going to chat on, I guess, Sunday, the fallout.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been compared to Cardi B, so I'll take it.
I'll see you next week, brother.
See you, man.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Kitsay, break me off with that KC morning buzz. What is going on this weekend?
I told you it was Spooktober, so obviously I got some good stuff happening.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want some music for this?
I swear to God I was going to ask you to play this.
I know.
I'm pissed that you know me.
Mm-hmm. Kitty, what's that KC morning buzz?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Tomorrow, October 3rd, several things going on. Rock the Vote down on 19th and Vine. Ex-felons, anyone who's unregistered, they are doing free registration. There's going to be music, free face masks. Show up, go support your city, and get registered because you can do that.
Yep.
There are places offering.
Put on for your city. Be a patriot.
Yes. So Rock the Vote down on Vine. It's from 11 to 8. This one's cool. I like this one a lot.
I like cool things.
Okay. Comedy Crossing. First ever Animal Crossing stand-up comedy show.
What?
Free to sign up online. They'll send you the Zoom link. It is also tomorrow at 7 p.m. You can also make donations to the comedians. And they support Black Lives Matter, so they're doing taking a lot of those tips and stuff.
Let's see here. Let's see. Hosted by Jenny Yang at Jenny Yang TV, one of Variety's 10 comics to watch for 2020. Writer for Fox's hit sitcom Last Man Standing and former writer and performer at E!'s late night talk show Busy Tonight. Okay, we got to get this person on the show.
Like I said, it's the cutest comedy show you'll ever go to. It is produced for joy and gentle fun, they said.
Ooh.
Next, Bowling for Rhinos. I like that one. You can reserve a lane in advance, and the proceeds go to back into the zoo and also protecting wildlife conservation. So that'll be cool. There's going to be raffles, silent auctions, all that good stuff. Ticket price of like $20 to $30. It includes shoe rental, your lane, a ticket. I think you get a t-shirt. It says Bowling for Rhinos.
Does it come with a Bowling for Soup album?
No.
Okay. I had to.
I know.
You know that was just low-hanging fruit. Come on, I'm sorry.
Oh, this one's for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, TRX in the Park. It's at Berkeley Riverfront.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to work out but don't want to go to a gym? It is $10 every Saturday, 9 a.m. They meet at Berkeley Riverfront, and it looks very intense.
What you trying to say? I mean, I like this idea, but what you trying to say? Am I not swollen up for you?
No, just that I know you haven't wanted to go back to the gym because...
Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah. So why not go work out in the park with some other people?
Let's get swole together. Woo!
Meet Hartzell for a workout in the park.
Meet as in M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T.
Gross. All right, two movie events happening.
What are we going to watch?
Screenland Armor down in North Kansas City. They are doing a double feature outside. They have Frankenstein and Monster Squad. Tickets are sold in groups. It's a bring your own chair sort of thing. But don't bring your own food or drinks because they are trying to raise money to save Screenland Armor, you know, support local.
Don't be that guy. Don't be bringing spaghetti to the theater, all right? Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be us. Next.
You just had to say it.
Well, that's because the next one is at the BB Twin Drive-In, so you can bring your outside food and drinks. That is, I don't know if it's encouraged, but who doesn't?
Spaghetti allowed, intended, and encouraged.
Mm-hmm. They are playing Hocus Pocus all weekend long.
Okay, yeah, let's go there.
7:45.
Yeah, we're doing that. Mm-hmm.
I have noticed, though, since the summer, their times have been going earlier and earlier up. I don't care for that.
We'll still be there, though.
Yeah. 7:45, $20, Hocus Pocus, or Tenet, if you want to see that. It's
they
new.
Really should have done, like, a rewards thing this summer, because we were there, like, every
so much,
weekend.
So freaking much.
We would have won
we
the
We need
prizes.
A punch card.
We needed a punch card.
Yeah. We'll just make our own and be like, oh, no, the other guy gave it to me.
Work out a deal with them. The KCMS punch card.
Ooh, I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Kitty, what you got going on this weekend? Anything specifically planned? Anything you got sharpied in yet?
No. I want to take a nap later today.
That's perfect, because you can nap, and I'm in the game. I'm Star Wars in this weekend. If you need me, don't need me. Star Wars Squadron.
Yeah, until Sunday.
Pew, pew, pew.
I think, don't you have like a, you got your own double feature happening Sunday, right?
I got a bunch of stuff. We got a soccer game on Saturday. We've got the watch party at the Ambassador Hotel. Can't wait for that. Chiefs taking on them bums from New England. And I got a wrestling show I'm going to commentate tomorrow. I do have a busy schedule, don't I? So yeah, if you need me, don't need me, all right? I only have precious moments with me and my X-Wing, all right? Let me have this time. But if you need me for anything else, hit me up on social. At Hartzell965. Kitty, what's your handle?
At Holy Hearts.
Where can they find this show?
At The KC Morning Show on Instagram.
Hey, thank y'all so much for the votes, the pitch awards. I don't know when you find out. I'm assuming here next week or so. But if you were so generous to give us your vote, we appreciate you. We love you.
And if you didn't, we will come find you and we will hunt you down.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We love you, KC.
I mean, she's not wrong. Kitty, we will be back on Monday, Kansas City. We love you. My name's Hartzell. Kitty, say goodbye.
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning.